All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. I've got Dead Penetration, and we are playing Summertime Saga for just, like, 15 minutes, just to kind of test it out and see what all the hubbub is about. Like, oh, it's such a great game, blah, blah, blah. And then people are saying it's, like, the destruction of the whole Western erotic genre. So, I don't know. We'll see. Choose a name for your character. Clean game, cheats enabled, new content.
What's clean?
We're just playing it normal.
It's not gonna have any.
No. We played it normal. March start on a rainy afternoon. My father's funeral. I can't believe he's really gone. He died from a work-related accident at the age of 40, leaving me all alone with no real family to speak of. Circumstances surrounding his death have been found suspicious by the police. They were at our house for an entire week, bombarding me with questions to which I had no answers. No conclusive evidence has been found, and the knowledge that my father would get no justice weighs heavily upon me. Luckily, my father's lifelong friend has taken me in and given me a room in her home. She's a kind woman with a big home, and only her daughter living there with her. The night of the funeral, I overheard her reminiscing about my father in the kitchen. She eventually broke down and said she didn't know what to do. It seems my father had gotten involved with some real bad people who are now pressuring her to cover his debts. Now, a month later, things are finally starting to settle down. I've gotten used to my new living arrangement. Today would be my first day back at college. It'll be nice to see my friends again. There are three things I have to take care of before the end of the semester. I need to earn some money and help pay off my father's debts. I have to uncover the truth about my father's murder, and I have to find a date for the sorority ball. Ugh, I hate getting up early. No text messages from Eric, maybe he's still sleeping. I'll stop by his house on the way to school. A box of my favorite cookies. I should keep them in my backpack in case I get hungry. Where's the music?
Those old chip nips.
You have a new item in your backpack. Cookie box. Oh, by the way, guys, this might be a little louder than normal because I think I had the volume up pretty damn high. So let's just fix that. There we go.
Maybe the music's only for the intro.
I guess. Miss Johnson's yoga mat is there. There's no one in the backyard.
I bet I know why that telescope's at the window.
Yeah, I do too. Smart man. Repair your computer. The computer is broken. You'll need to buy new parts before you can repair it. Go to sleep. Hey! Save it, loser. Geez, what's your problem? Tch, what do you think my problem is? Stuck here, living with you. Yeah, whatever. Shouldn't you be at school or something? Shouldn't you be out looking for a new job? Oh, you do not want to play this game with me, smartass. Hey, you're the one who started it. What are you making that face for? Something smells really good. Yeah, it's the breakfast that's waiting for you downstairs, dummy. I can't believe Mom's still making you breakfast every day. It's been over a month since your dad died. Yeah, well, maybe she likes doing it? She's a nice lady. Yeah, she's too nice if you ask me.
So is that a stepsister?
I don't know. I wonder what crawled up her butt. I should get downstairs and see what smells so delicious. Yeah, I'll keep the regular names. What? Grim, what's taking so long? You're gonna be late. Coming, Debbie. I should head to the kitchen and say good morning before I leave. Oh, okay, alright, we can't go in anymore.
The stairs.
Yeah, I know. Alright. Yeah. Good morning, sweetie. I made you some breakfast. I thought you'd like something special for your first day back at school. Thanks, Debbie, but I'm not sure I have time. You sure? I made your favorite. Happy face pancakes with 3 strips of bacon.
It's bacon.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, well, that definitely takes my mind off those huge jugs in my face.
Bacon will do it. No, I really shouldn't. I think Eric overslept again, and I don't want to be late on my first day back. Ha, again, huh? Well, I guess you better get a move on, then. Yeah, thanks anyway, Debbie. Is there, like, no music at all?
I'm fine with that.
I see music volume, but I don't see...
Well, when there's music, we'll have music, by golly.
My pleasure, sweet. Oh, wait. Hmm? I nearly forgot. I spoke with my friend Diane yesterday, and she mentioned that she could use some help with her garden. She asked if you might be willing. What? I don't know anything about gardening, Debbie. Oh, come on, it's easy. Diane will teach you, and if you do a good job, she'll pay you as well. It could be a good way to earn a little extra money for college, don't you think? Yeah, I guess. I'll swing by your place after school today. Attaboy! I know these last few weeks have been hard, but your father would want you to carry on, you know? You'll get through this. I promise things will get better. Yeah, I know. Thanks, Debbie. Chin up, sweetie. I'm here for you. You've unlocked a new location, Eric's house. Go back in hallway. Hey, sweetie, shouldn't you get going? Yeah, I was on my way. You can now access the map. Use it to visit other locations in Somerville. I should head next door and pick up Eric. I hope he's not still sleeping. Okay. Oh, the map. Damn, pretty much everything is locked except for, like, a few places.
Yes, you're there, you're there.
Hey, Eric. Hey, Grim. You look really tired. You all right? Well, I was on the computer all night playing this new game that came out. And I just hate going to school. I wish I could just stay at home all the time. Yeah, I hear you. Sorry to hear about your dad, by the way. How you holding up? I'll be all right, man. Thanks for asking. We should really get going before we're late to class.
How long has it been since the death?
I don't know.
Well, he died the other day, but I'll work through it. It's fine.
Have unlocked a new location, school front yard. Why are we going in the backyard? Shouldn't we be going to school? Oh yeah, you're right.
Go to school.
Hey, Mia. Hey, Grim. Glad to see you're back. Hey, Eric. How was your weekend? I mostly stayed in my room. That's cool. Sometimes I like alone time, too. What about you, Grim? What have you been up to? Well, I'm not sure if you've heard or not, but my dad passed away, so I've been dealing with that. Oh, yeah, I heard from my mom. I didn't mean to bring it up. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm just glad you're finally back. Thanks. I'll be fine. Don't worry. Listen, I was looking for someone to help me get ready for the final exam, so... If you're interested, let me know. Sure, I guess. Where do you want to meet? The library? I'd have to ask my parents first. They probably won't let me, though. I'm not really allowed to stay late after school or see friends outside of my house. Really? That sucks. Yeah, hehe. Anyway, it'd be easier if you just came over to my house to study. You know where I live, so just drop by whenever you want. I'd better get going. Science class is starting soon. Professor Okita said today's laboratory experiment will be challenging. That means it's probably going to take the entire hour to complete. Ugh, don't remind me. Talk to you later, guys. You've unlocked a new location, Mia's house. Not really a lot we can do there. So then Becca threw a retainer in the toilet. Ha 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 ha. What are you two losers looking at? I think we're looking at the combined IQ of 2. Ah! Excuse me? Huh? I don't get it. They're calling us stupid. They are? Hey, you calling us stupid? No, I didn't. I mean, I wouldn't. 'Cause I'll smash your face in, you little shit. And what are you laughing at? Didn't your deadbeat loser of a father kill himself or something? At least I had a father growing up. And I don't live in a trailer. You're dead. Dexter, get him. Hold up, Roxy. Miss Smith is coming. If I get caught fighting again, Coach Bridget said she'll kick me off the team. Fine. This isn't over, Grim. I'll deal with you later. You two, get over here right now. What are you...
There's no flat chests in this.
I know. What are you still doing in the damn hallway? Sorry, Miss Smith, we were just... Ah, Grim, finally returned to us, I see. Yes, ma'am. Well, it's about time. Do you have any idea how far your grades have fallen? They have? That doesn't seem fair. Don't you know his dad? That's quite enough, young man. I suggest you get your butt to class before you find it sitting in detention. And as for you, Grim, we need to discuss your failing grades. I want you upstairs in my office right away. Yes, Mrs. Smith. Man, she's pure evil. Yeah. I'm serious, she's like that evil ice queen from Horcraft. Well, I better get up to her office before her mood worsens. Good luck, dude. Thanks. Oh shoot, I almost forgot. I slipped a little welcome back present into your locker. Really? Glad to have you back, dude. Thanks, Eric. You know, I don't remember my locker combination. You didn't write it down? No, but I guess I should have, huh? You're probably gonna have to talk to Miss Smith about it. You're probably right. See you later, Eric.
How'd he put something in his locker without the combination?
Yup, see ya, Grip. That's a good question. You've unlocked a new location, the basketball court.
That's just a card.
Miss Smith wanted to see me in her office, up on the third floor. I'd better get there quick if I don't want detention. Okay. Okay. Oh! Whoa, Grim! When did you get back? Hey, Kevin. Today's my first day. Right on, bro. Good to see ya. Sorry about your dad, by the way. Yeah, thanks. Supposed to do a fist bump, dude. What's with the apron? Miss Smith put me on cafeteria duty until I raised my grade in Miss Okita's class. You're failing science? Well, I'm not failing yet, but it definitely isn't looking good, bro. That sucks, man. Tell me about it. I haven't had a good workout in weeks. Oh, yeah? Still hanging out down at the gym? You know it, bro. Can't let these guns go unpolished, can I? No, I guess not. Oh, that reminds me. We got that new Muay Thai trainer here. His name is Master Somrak. He's like a grandmaster or something with all his ancient teachings. It's pretty awesome. Muay Thai? Yeah, bro. You know, like kickboxing and stuff. Really? You should go in there and check it out. Okay, I don't know. Come on, bro. You gotta get that body in shape. The people demand beefcake, not sweet cake. Eh? Guess I could check it out. That's the spirit, bro. Who knows, you might even be able to whoop Dexter's ass once you got a few classes under your belt. Yeah, right. I should get going, man. Miss Smith is waiting on me upstairs in her office. Oh shit, bro. I didn't know that. You better hurry on then before you end up in the cafeteria with me. See ya, Kevin. Come by the cafeteria later and we can hang. Alright. You've unlocked a new location, gym front. Uh-oh. Man, that is a weird spot for a principal. You wanted to see me, Mrs. Smith? Indeed, Grim. We need to discuss your grades and whether or not you intend to graduate. It's really that bad? Have a look for yourself. E?
Oh, E.
Oh man, I'm failing everything? I told you. That's what happens when you skip school for a month. I wasn't skipping. My dad died. Be silent, Annie. Sorry, ma'am. Regardless of the circumstances, you'll need to find a way to raise these grades if you don't want to repeat next year. I suggest you speak to your teachers about making up the work you've missed. Perhaps they can come up with some extra credit assignments or something? Yeah, okay. Do whatever it takes. Yes, ma'am. Good, now get to class. Actually, ma'am? Yes? I forgot the combination to my locker. Can you help me get it open? What do you mean you forgot? Everyone was told at the beginning of the year to write down their combinations. I, lost it. Typical. That's very disappointing, Grim. We'll have to get you a new lock. I'll send Annie down there with her master key momentarily. I suggest you get everything that you need out now. It could be a while before the new lock arrives. Yes, ma'am. Head there now, and then get your butt to class after you're finished.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's all we get to play for now. If anybody is digging this, let me know. And we'll see, because this is supposed to be the big thing. I'm kind of getting into it. I want to see.
It's interesting. I feel like it could go somewhere, but will it go somewhere?
Apparently it does, because there's all kinds of mini games and shit that you do in this.
Gotta be something.
There's a lot. It's going to go somewhere. I think it could be interesting. But this is the Grim Lord, and we are out of here.
Later.